Take a seat, old fella. Look, there's noble Telemachus, still doing his duty, hosting this pack of freeloaders.
Shall I approach him myself?
Yeah, well, why not? He invited you. He won't have forgotten.
My lord Telemachus.
Father?
Don't let them see through our pretense. Act accordingly. I need to test these suitors man by man.
Here, take this bowl. Bake from them one by one. You'll get the measure of them by their response.
Thank you, my lord. Fine young sir. If I could trouble you...
Look what the wind blew in.
If you could spare a morsel of meat for a man in his later years...
Someone leave the gates of the zoo open.
I apologize if my appearance offends you.
Appearance? It's your existence I object to. Now stop breathing on me and crawl back into your hole.
Don't be ruthless, Antinous. It's only human to be hungry.
This swamp donkey isn't human. Who let him in?
He came with me.
Yeah, and who are you?
Loyal herdsman to Odysseus.
A pig man, that figures. One swine leading another.
Just a bite, sir. That kidney on your plate, you wouldn't miss it.
You're right. You're so right. Where are my manners? Here, take a seat. This stool that I'm sitting on, you can have it. Yes! Right across your skull!
Antinous, in the name of the gods, calm down!
Keep out of it, let him have his say.
It is an offence in the eyes of the gods to mistreat a stranger.
The gods don't care about him. If they did, he wouldn't be a good-for-nothing beggar.
Father, are you hurt?
Ignore it.
I won't stand for this any longer. I'll kill Antinous right now.
If you want what's best for us, you'll swallow your pride. Now get away from me. Get away!
Fetch me another seat, somebody, and throw that flea-ridden tramp onto the street!
Yeah. As long as this is the house of Odysseus, I'll say how guests are treated.
Penelope!
Give that stranger a bandage for his head. We treat visitors here with courtesy. You should know. You've tested our hospitality to the edge of bankruptcy. And you've strained my nerves and my heart to breaking point. Beyond breaking point.
All we want is resolution to this situation.
Yes.
I've reached a decision. The morning Odysseus sailed for Troy, he held me by the wrist. Wait for me, he said. Wait until our baby son is a man with a beard on his chin. Then for the sake of yourself, for the sake of everything, choose another man. That day has come.
Oh, Mother,
let her speak.
It's time to give up the ghost. I'm worn down. Why you should want me, empty and bitter and cold, all my womanly beauty drained by grief, Zeus only knows. But I'll honour my husband's will. I'll marry one of you.
Yes!
Oh, gracious queen!
Time was when a suitor would court his lady with presents, lay wondrous offerings at her feet, outbid his rivals with promises of wealth, shower the family of the bride-to-be with shimmering gifts.
She lines her pockets into the bargain.
No, she fleeces them. Let them pay.
My lady, your change of heart is most welcome and most timely. And now that common sense has taken hold, we'll court you the way that tradition demands. Yes. We'll bring gifts, pile them to the ceiling if need be, and may the best man win! Yes.
But leave me in peace now. Go home to your houses. Let me have one last night to prepare and make my peace and accept my loss.
We'll grant you that, of course.
Eumaeus?
You call for me, my lady.
Come here and answer me a question. The old man who begged at the table, who is he?
A stranger, shipwrecked, coming from Crete. Washed up on Ithaca's shore. He knocked on my door and I took him in.
From Crete? The trade winds might have whispered my husband's name in his ears. Tell him to expect my company. I'll speak to him in due course.